Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let me turn it up in here.
I got to close my... Oh, this puts me in a place, man.
If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Seriously.
Mid-90s skating ring.
Bowling alley.
Then we're going to the bowling alley. Then we get run off from there. We go to the movie theater parking lot. Then we get run off from there. We go to Bilo parking lot.
You like the parking lot.
Go to Sky City parking lot to see girls fight. I believe it's Rose's parking lot now.
Oh, Lord.
This is me, Rose. I bought the parking lot.
It's mine now. It all started as Skate Around USA, then you leave there. And let's go to the bowling alley and play cards. Nope. A certain detective wouldn't let you play cards in the bowling alley.
Isn't it interesting that...
He ran us off.
I went to Skateland USA. And isn't it nice that our skating rinks were patriotic?
Yes.
They were all very patriotic. I didn't go to Skateland Russia.
Welcome to Dance Floor.
Although it says here Skateland USA is now in Mexico. I don't know about that. That's a Berea joke. That's not funny at all.
You had funny. A wooden floor. We didn't. We had the freaking cement.
Dude, the one in Greer had that
cracks in it, too.
It was a wooden floor, but it's like...
Was it sprung, so if you fall, it doesn't hurt that bad?
No. This was like... I can't even explain this. You know how old school buildings... Ever how they did the flooring? It was like a spiral pattern with the, like, ow.
Oh, yeah, they mess with your head. Like, what do you...
And you would roller skate on it. It was, like, from, like, the 20s. And I went there when I was a kid. I don't know what's there now. Probably a little boutique.
Probably.
We sell $50 T-shirts.
Even if you knew how to bounce, which we did, you're still going to eat it once in a while.
I could never do the step over curve.
Oh, yeah.
I tried too hard. I wanted to do that.
I'd have to travel to roller skate, and because we only had an ice skating rink in my town.
Oh, I tried that. Couldn't do it.
We didn't have roller skating. I'd have to drive like 100 miles.
In California?
What?
Yeah, we didn't have one in Dublin, San Ramon.
Damn, that's hard to believe. In the Bay Area, there was no roller
skating. Well, I mean, where I lived, there's probably tons of them, but where I lived, there wasn't a
roller skating. You know you are my loving baby.
I'd have to drive down Fremont and go roller skating.
Ah, catch you a buzz on the way down.
Just go to Lodi with a pair of skates, bro.
Lodi.
Like, and the thought of it now is, like, if you were, let's say you had young kids, and we don't.
Mm-mm, not anymore.
But if we had young kids and you go to, like, a skating rink or something like that, and I see young youth there, you know, I would be on guard. I don't know why.
You don't trust them?
No.
Imagine I'm wearing what I'm wearing every day, and I show up to a skating rink.
Or if they were wearing what I used to wear back then.
Fat guy in shorts.
Are you skating?
It's like, who's dude over there?
Why are
I can't skate anymore.
Why are they walking in with bandanas tied on their legs? It was the time. Rock and Roll Express and Eddie Van Halen.
Attention skaters, I'm here to tell you that those shorts aren't around the waist. Your ass is out of here.
Do you know?
What the hell?
Do you know that I get full credit for getting country music played at Skateland USA?
What'd you start with, though? What was the first?
You'll love this. And this is a hand of Jesus moment. Honest to God. Swinging by John Anderson.
Aha, what a pick.
I don't know. Got that song.
What?
Girl.
Or maybe I know it. I don't know.
You're about to get reacquainted.
It's the national anthem of Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Oh.
Swinging.
I don't know. Yeah, you hear also, this.
Don't close your eyes unless you're driving. I mean, if you're driving.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Imagine roller skating.
It's a request for Mr. Harris, a.k.a. Ass Mole on the Floor.
Hey, watch it, DJ. In a neighborhood, her name is Charlene Johnson, and she's really looking good. This weird line in here, though. Called her on the phone, walked over to her house, and this is the weird lyrics. Okay, what?
What? Nom nom.
You got a mouthful of pie. Oh.
Swinging.
On a swing.
He was looking to see if anybody was looking at him.
Swinging.
Then he produced his gimmick.
So, is it euphemisms? Brother was on the sofa eating chocolate pie.
Yeah, he didn't care. He was distracted. He had something going on.
Mom is in there cutting chicken up to fry.
She's complicit. It's cool.
She's probably just cutting out coupons, staring out the window, and she's just cutting her hand, and blood's going everywhere, and she's not even realizing it. Dad is in the back with his penis out.
For some reason, some odd reason. Mm-mm. Plus, you know these kids are the kind that they were allowed to let the door close. Some kids, if you had a boyfriend or girlfriend over, you had to keep the door open.
Dude, I love that, too, because the old mill houses, there was probably about an inch and a half, 2-inch gap from the floor to the thing, and you could always see the shadow of your parents standing out there.
Uh-huh.
I see you out there, Mama. I'm just making sure you're not doing anything in there.
Oh, my God.
I got a buddy. He and his brother, close in age, so they're living with their mom in a mill house, small mill house. So, you know how those hallways are, the bathrooms in the middle of the two bedrooms.
Yes.
They didn't have a door. He had like a partition that was open
because
it was real hot. So, when his mom went to the bathroom, she saw him putting in work. He was ass naked, as Steve Harvey would say on TV, because I heard him say it last night.
That's worse than that.
But he's not just standing there. He's like, he's going to
to himself?
God.
No, he had his girl with him at the time,
Jesus.
But his mom saw him like,
oh my God.
God, which one's worse? I mean, I think that, I don't know which one's worse in that.
I think seeing someone else there.
I think mom might feel a little sympathy if you're, alone in there, maybe.
But if he had like a basic instinct moment with his mom, that's definitely worse.
My mother,
he's full on just looking at
it. But if his door doesn't close, he's also getting residual smells from everyone who goes in there.
She knew that my brother had some girl up there, and she took the broom and she was hitting the ceiling. And I was like, what are you doing, crazy lady?
She goes, harder!
He's got some girl up in there, and I don't like it. And I said, why don't you go bang on the door instead of putting a hole in
the He's banging behind the door. You might as well bang.
I don't know. I said, I couldn't handle this. I got to leave. I don't want to witness whoever that girl is.
We got another request from the Harris boy.
Evidently
he loves country music. So we're going to do a sock race after this little hit
right here. Dude, this would be hard to roller skate to.
Now, this is the one where you get out and you go real slow.
This is where, let's
so
take
you
off
make
the,
out with your girlfriend.
Take off the skates and slow dance, guys. Do you remember the people that would try to slow dance on the skates? She would skate backwards and it's like, go do it somewhere already.
Let's be honest with the skating ring was back then, okay?
You formed
a wall so your buddy could, do some stuff that he couldn't do at home with his girlfriend.
It was the hookup lodge.
The little corner over there where it was like practice skate was just for people to go back there, be covered by that half wall of carpet, and you do some digital manipulation.
It's like, we know what's going on back here. DJ knew it too, probably.
We didn't do that sort of thing at the ice skating rink, I'm sorry.
You know what sucks is you go to a lockout, but you run out of money in the first hour. because you spent it all. And if you left, you couldn't come back in.
Lock in.
For all night skate, what did I say, lockout?
Lockout.
Lock in.
They wouldn't let Fat Boy in.
She's like, you're going to eat all the pizza. Because skating rink cheese pizza was pretty good.
It was. I even like school pizza. What's wrong with me?
Well, I love school food. I did too.
Really?
I mean, I did. Like, I
like, somebody asked.
I would not now.
No.
But then I loved it.
Somebody asked me about a local restaurant chain. I won't say it. But they're like, how's the food? I'm like, you know what? It's great. It tastes like school food when we went to school. Mm-hmm. He looks at me like, why would you eat that? I'm like, school food was good. It was really good. It was good.
It was good.
My school didn't
have
a lot of milkshake flavors, though.
We had chocolate.
Oh, with the breakfast we had. Oh, my God. You could get French toast sticks, sausage dogs.
Yeah, school food was much better in the South than it was in California, I have to say.
God, that's why we're all fat now, because of the school food. It was good.
Yeah.
Honey and peanut butter sandwiches.
Yes.
Well, you got good, because I remember
that's going. It's not good.
So when I went to Liberty, if you got B lunch, you got the leftover food. They would bring it out. Like, who wants it? On Pizza Friday?
Did they allow kids to double up the entrees like they did me? I would get double lunches.
Mm. If you got B lunch.
Isn't that crazy?
We thought we were hot stuff in middle school when you could buy extra food. You couldn't buy it in elementary school.
They would give you snacks when I went to Haynesworth. You got snacks, which was really cool because you didn't get that in California.
Dude, one of the older kids was a janitor when the school locked up. He would let us in the kitchen. We'd eat the cookies.
Yeah.
I had
chocolate milk and peanut butter crackers.
Fat boys in the cafeteria eating chicken and chocolate pie.
It wasn't a trick.
It's so good.
Do you remember? Oh, that's a good text. Remind me. Do you remember what song started being played by the DJ at Skateland USA? And hey, baby, my mom sashayed over to the DJ booth and asked him not to play it again.
Yeah, let me see if I got it. Hang on a second.
Let's see what I have of value here.
Is it an Ozzy Osbourne song?
Let me see.
I will give one unused Gatorade to the person that gets it right.
All
right,
you ready? Here we go.
Yep. Heaven's on Fire by Kiss.
What is this?
I don't like this. That's sacrilegious.
Oh, no. Hang on a second.
I'm a music director at a church, and would you like me to say that hell's on fire? Well, it is. Would you like me to say hell's frozen over? Would that make Satanists mad?
I feel like if she was motivated enough to defend the message, she wouldn't be so calm about it. She'd just look at him and say, no, sir. No.
Well, that was my dad. She'd feel. You know, she'd change the channel.
Hey, could you turn this down?
Pre-remote control, that was me. He'd look at me, nod. Go ahead and turn it, Matthew.
Yeah, that's what I wish I could hear her say. Feel. Turn it.
Again, bomb, murders, all these, awful, violent things.
She said you were watching a movie one time called GD Boobs.
Oh, my gosh.
I love this movie. Oh, look at the title. Turn it.
We didn't watch it yet, Mama. Turn it now, anyway.
Wouldn't it be crazy if, the word was never in it, but it's just the title? I still can't watch it. They wouldn't do it.
Well, you know, the CD. Which CD did she take?
Twisted Sister. She took the cover art. She took AC/DC because he was wearing the horns and the,
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I had to hide my Machiavelli CD when I got caught with that.
God. For which, I mean, a variety of reasons, no?
Yeah.
I guess my mom was pretty, she never took any of my music away. Even though I play Alice Cooper, you could go straight to hell, Mom. And she was like, okay, I know you're mad at me, but you need to turn that garbage down now.
God.
Or I'll take your stereo.
See,
away.
My jam box got, that's the restrictions I got put on. It took my jam box, or I called it a jam box. It changed into boom box later, but I called it a jam box.
Took the radio. That's all they had, but besides that and the TV.
Yeah.
But David Allan Coe was okay. Like, I could get all those CDs.
Turn up certain parts real loud.
Have you heard this, Mom?
Coal burning stove, no natural gas.
Big speakers, like tweeters and woofers. I did. We got loud. God. My brother and I tried to out blast upstairs.
Tweeters on the dash of the door.
He was just like, can you turn that down?
What else did she? She took something else.
What did she take? She took the...
I can't remember what it was now. I don't know.
Yeah. It wasn't a Playboy or nothing.
What did she do with it?
Playgirls.
Did she throw it in the trash or did she just...
I don't know. Wouldn't it be crazy if like, we were cleaning out our house and there's this box in there and there? Oh. Those are my childhood novelties.
What if you got caught with a hustler? That's the worst one of all of them. Like, that's...
I would remember that.
That's full-on medical, like, grade stuff right there.
What, that's a what hustler?
They, that's I, what they show I, kids in medical school to teach I them what it...
The best way to hide porno magazines. And it's stuff, like, it's, again,
between
younger people now, you don't know. You got it all on your phone right there at your fingertips. We had to save old magazines and, you know.
How did you hide it?
So, thank you. I had you know what a monster box is for ball cards? 5,000 count box?
Was that not one of the penthouse offshoots?
Damn.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Paige, we had to move a couple things around because we got to get in that FOF line hour. And also, when the WWE Women's Champion is coming by the studio,
you
change up some things.
Got some do. Business.
Well, let's do it.
Freaking chair to...
Okay.
If I'm below Jade Cargill eye level, she ain't going to respect me.
Well, my God. I mean, it's hard.
My tab chair keeps falling down.
I got to see how tall she is. Yeah, I've never seen her actually wrestle in person. I mean, I've seen plum all of her matches, but.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in person. Like, how's that pose going to look when she comes in here?
Well, I'm definitely. Oh, she's 5'10. I mean, that's. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If she's wearing heels, though, she'll be way taller than me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She'll be like 6 feet.
Then I will wear. I brought some heels just in case.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a set of those for if you have one leg shorter than the other, but I bought two.
Okay.
The previous coworker must have left them here.
Oh, Zing!
Boom. All right. So a third of Americans have a side hustle now. Did you know that?
No.
I think it's probably more than that. Just starting to get.
That's pretty strong, a third. I used to.
So the most common reason for them by far is to help make ends meet that you need that extra money coming in? I mean, for me, I pay the bills with this, and then the other one is like food.
Yeah, like when I did the ride share, it was nice to, you can go out for a couple hours, make a little gambling money, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Nothing really depending like on that. Just quick cash.
Right. You're a regular Jay Leno.
If I wanted to make a little extra bucks, you know, that's what I do. Some food.
You get to meet interesting people, you know. A lot of people you wouldn't think you'd ever meet.
I'm afraid to ride share, though. My brother's got me.
What'd he say?
He said that I'll end up dead.
He's so bleak with it, man.
It's like somebody's gonna murder you, and I was like, why?
I agree with your brother.
He goes, you're so naive. Someone's gonna take you in a dark alley and slit your throat. And you're
like, oh, God Almighty! Like,
why? Why do you say that?
Look at Art coming strong with this.
Just go ahead and do the feet pictures. You don't even have to leave the house.
It's like.
I'm telling you, if I was a woman with good-looking feet, I would be the foot whore. I would.
Yeah, but I got a crooked toe because I broke it.
AI, fix them.
That's
fix your feet.
The worse they are, the more people would pay. I'm telling you.
Really?
If you got hammer toes, they'll pay for that.
Hammer just.
If you got a negrone toenail.
Oh, that's painful.
Does your serious question? Because we make jokes about it. Does your brother sell chili on the side?
Mm-mm. He does hair on the side.
Well, should be doing both.
Does he do hair on top?
Huh?
Dude, you know how you go to some places and they'll give you alcohol to drink when you get your hair cut?
Yeah.
How about a bowl of chili? Eat a bowl of chili, get your hair cut, get a flat top, and have some Skyline chili.
Yeah, he was the chili champion for the longest time, but now he does other things, I imagine. Like he says, hey, I'm grilling. You coming over? And I go, maybe.
Can I get a haircut when I come up from?
No, I don't trust
that. Did you ever make any chili with that secret recipe being the dead remains of a homosexual?
Ah, this is the best.
No.
You know that joke, bitch.
No, I don't. But he did.
One more time.
He did put some sausage in one of the chilies.
Oh, really?
And he did one because of that sausage.
Was it about a 6-inch long sausage?
I do not know. I wasn't there.
Was it gabagoo?
Do not know
the little gabagoo
on
the chili.
Capicola.
I do not know. So the number one people, the reason why people have the side hustle is to make ends meet. And 73% say it helps pay the bills. 14% say money isn't the main goal. It's a passion project. Now, what passion project would you have? I mean, besides collecting cards or something like that, you know?
I guess some people are bored, right? Like, some people don't want to work.
Yeah, I mean, I think a hobby and that's just a couple of different things. Like, when it's a hobby, you're not necessarily looking to make money off of it. And a side hustle, and even that sounds like already like sus because it's called a side hustle.
That would be like...
Sounds nefarious.
For me, why are you becoming an esthetician? Because I like skin. That's not like...
I know somebody else's...
Surprised you didn't play the game there. I'm fine. I don't like it.
So go right ahead.
That seems to be, and this is nothing bad, but it seems to be the quick path as to being esthetizing or whatever, bush school, whatever you want to call it, which that seems to be the quickest path to a lot of money. Now, it was hair. Hair is kind of falling off, you know.
Well,
a lot of ladies are going into hair. Well, beauty school, if you will.
The thing with hair is there's so much competition.
Yeah, there is.
Like, there's so many people trying to get clientele where they...
And a lot of people are good.
Yeah, I mean, in this town, we're blessed. There's some really good stylists.
So I'm thinking about that. There's going to be look, I don't want to be crass, but there's a lot of pubic hair in this town.
Yeah.
And I dare say in the upstate. Probably not as much as there was 30, 40 years ago, but still. Competition stiff if you want to get into that business.
It is. Any business like that, you have to have clients. And I do have clients that like what I do now as far as expanding. That's hard.
I thought you hadn't been graduated yet. How you got clients already, though?
I've been doing this for, like...
Unlicensed?
Are you an illegal bushwaxer?
I haven't done the waxing, but I do...
I do, too. Twice already today.
Dude, she's the bushwaxer. She can walk around bald, licking everybody's head.
I've been working for a cosmetic company for a long time, but I just decided that I would just master the trade.
Do you ever... mix them. Like somebody comes in and says, look, I need makeup. Made me look like a clown. But you're like, look, if you also need a landing strip down, you know, near the snooch.
Now, I wouldn't do that in the store because that would be very strange. And they would wonder why I was asking them to take their pants off. I'd probably go to jail. No, you just take your pants and I'll be back. No, because we don't.
Jane Cargill just canceled.
It's like, no, that would be a side.
She's like, hustle. I can't top this riveting conversation you guys are having.
Sorry. I love you.
Going to sleep. I apologize. All right. So, America.
He did it on purpose.
You're not a Bush school fan. You don't like talking about your personal life. I get it.
I have to pay to do it.
Actually, I thought when I was going to school.
There he goes again.
That I would hate it.
You can't read a room for.
Listen.
You're illiterate when it comes to reading rooms.
I thought that when somebody was on there with in underwear, it would shock me, but it didn't bother me at all, you know?
Oh.
All right. So,
what else is up?
America's favorite Thanksgiving side dish is, and this is according to whoever put the study together, of course, Campbell's released its annual Thanksgiving poll on America's favorite sides. And the top five are.
This would be good.
It doesn't say dressing. It says stuffing. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, macaroni and cheese, and green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah.
I love green bean casserole.
Nobody does. You're lying if you do.
I do.
It shouldn't be in the top five of anything. I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you. That's how foreign it is.
Tomatoes, lamb, ram, hogs, dogs, remix.
I knew you were looking for something. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
ram, hogs, dogs, beans, so creams, good. Potatoes, tomatoes, chicken,
turkeys, rat, you name it. I was looking for that. I apologize. The minute I heard sides, I was like, God, I haven't seen it yet this season, but I love it.
And people like that. Green bean casserole for some reason, and they like squash casserole. Do you like squash casserole?
You know, I am not a fan of any casserole. I don't like hash brown casserole. I don't like chicken casserole. I am I don't know.
It's not good.
I don't like shepherd's pie. I don't like goulash.
No, I don't do goulash. I was forced to eat that as a child.
Shepherd's pie could be let me go somewhere and get it.
It's good if it's prepared properly. Like just like chicken pot pie.
No, if it tastes like ass, it's better usually. If it's just like garbage slopped on a plate, that's usually better.
That's the way I like it. So 63% of Americans.
If it's made right.
Really?
Yeah. 63% of Americans, they like Thanksgiving sides more than the entree. So turkey and ham, some sort of vegan thing.
I knew an entree. Oh. Then he moved to Eastside High School and never saw him again.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, I don't know anybody named Entree.
Oh, okay.
All right, then. Well, I'm patient. There's your Rise Guys headlines. I hear the music.
Hear my heart stopping.
You're in the right business.
Don't look at currency, clip crypto today. God,
I'm sorry.
I got out of it. I'm telling you, get out of it.
Oh, my God.
You already got to pay taxes on it.
I thought I did something to make you unhappy. I apologize.
Well, you did, but that was also on top of the crypto.
No, no. Wow. I wasn't mad. He Fat Boy is an instigator. He knows. I mean, he does.
That's a legit question.
He
about
loves
it.
To do that to me. He loves to do that to me. And because he knows how I handle it, and it usually is not the best way. But then I was really looking for the crypto, or for the turkey, yams, bams. And then I clicked on the thing there. And I'm, God bless, man. I want something to work right.
You got all this BTC, LTC, ETH.
ETH is.
I'm telling you, there's only one that ever gains traction. All the other ones, 24-hour gains, and they fall off.
Why do you mess with it then?
He loves it. This is
I've done good with
it.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's a love-hate situation.
Kind of gluttonous a little bit with it, you know, like the cryptos dom you a little bit, bring you up a little.
It has. I did completely walk away and then got right back in. I bought on the dip and then God bless.
Mm. Plus, when you got an ass ton of money, you got to spread it out amongst a lot of viable possibilities, right?
Ooh, this is real right now. I have to walk out of the room. I'm so...
You're going to miss the FOF.
I'll come back for that. I for real am hurt in my heart right now. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
All right. Everything's fine. Everything's
sure.
Good.
You seem happier.
Oh, this is wild, man. This is wild.
Look, a lot of balls in the air. Hopefully yours are this evening.
What?
Oh, man. Well.
Could be a bounce back.
It could be. It could be. It, you know what? It could be. I should just buy more on the dip.
Yeah, get it now.
That's where they suck you in.
Do a poll right now. Should I sell all of it and not buy any more?
No.
Like, honestly. Like, I need...
would. But that's the addiction. Like, you know the volatility of that market. Plus, how far spread out are you? We're talking about multiple. Not amount, but, you know, different ones. But more than five or six, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
six.
I'm kind of surprised it's more than two, to be honest with you.
Chain link, though, that's the one I don't ever talk about. That's the one I didn't want to talk about much because I wanted to get as much.
See? Then you know what happens with these.
I know. You got to kind of hype them yourself. It's God bless.
And then you got to get out super quick because then they get flooded and it's like, okay, well, this is either worth nothing or going to tank now. That's what's fun about it. Maybe switch to stocks.
Look at the USDC right there. $1 over here with no change.
That's what's fun about it.
It's hilarious. Poverty. On the tax return. It says, do you own any cryptos? Like, oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what I got. I'm going to pay you tax on an unregulated currency.
How would they know what you had?
Because dummies will tell them.
They will.
And they try to introduce the you know, the U.S. crypto.
That's like when you go and like turn your cash into crypto at like the grocery store. Like, that's like that you're literally telling – you're basically – getting a, you're W-2ing yourself on that. You're telling them where your money's going.
So you don't do that.
No. I buy my crypto from a drug dealer. They'll never realize what's happening.
That's smart.
Yep. Plus, look, I always jumped the shark already. When you go to your Coinstar, you can buy crypto with your change to people that don't know how it works.
All it is it's just, it's like when, well, I was about to make a dumb example. I was about to say, you know, like with Duke Power, there's only one place you can get power.
Yeah,
I mean, so, or, you know, combined utilities, whatever you got. But then it was just the dollar. But then people are like, I don't like this thing. It isn't making interest. And we could maybe make a better system. It's not regulated. And then every Tom, Dick, and Harry started doing it. And but then it really just makes, like, it makes sense. It's like different credit cards you would have. Like certain kickbacks you get on this, that, or the other. And, but, I like, man, it drives you crazy.
I want to do a live FOF. I've seen a commercial where people are like, we're paying for Duke Power to build facilities they aren't even built yet, and we're on the hook. Guess what, buddy? Bend over and take it like the rest of us. There is nothing you can do. I don't know why Duke Power tells people, hey, we're raising the rates. I think it's actually good on them that they're not trying to hide it. Because guess what? There's nothing you can do about it. There would never be anything you could ever do about it. So pay it and shut up.
You know what? And you know what? The darker, deeper thing to that is that a lot of stuff is that way. Where they will, they being whoever, the powers that be, blah, blah, blah. They will literally tell you what they're doing. And in their mind, we told them and they didn't do anything about it. So we're just going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you fools.
We're the cucks in this situation.
We are cuckolded. cuck held.
You want you want some feedback for Travis who blew his inheritance?
Yes.
From last week, I guess it was.
He blew it all and didn't even tell his wife until the last minute.
He called us before he told her.
It was a bad idea.
I'm going to say this about old Travis, the old entrepreneur. How the f*** did nobody else not catch this when he was talking? That man didn't lose that money on ATM machines or any of this other bullshit. He gambled every penny of that money away. You missed the part where he said he was trying to get an algorithm on these stupid betting sites. Travis betted the whole 20 damn grand away because he's a idiot. You, every thing you have to say is a damn lie, bitch.
My goodness gracious. Wow. First off, I've recognized him from Audible.
That's how Smith's voice.
He should be the default voice.
And secondly, that, you know, that never struck me. I did hear him say the algorithm thing. I thought he was trying to talk about the algorithm of like the ATM machines or, you know, where to place them, where more people are needing cash or whatever.
Buying these ghost scripts.
I would put him out in front of a trap house. It's the best place for an ATM machine to be.
You think, Cocaine Stepdaughter should also be the other audible default voice.
Right.
All right, Ma.
He's got a smooth voice.
Going back 10 miles up here, you're going to take a laugh, man. Yeah,
Ma. Old girl took her clothes off because she knew it was going down.
Yeah. Was that his daughter-in-law?
Lord have mercy. Yeah, maybe he gambled it away. That's crazy. Yeah, because, but the people do lose their asses on leasing those ATM machines. And, you know, they'll start the balloon things on there. Oh, your first month's only. I looked into it one time. I swear I did. Just curiosity, never really thinking about it. And you lease the machines. You have to. They have to repair them. Only their people repair them. You have to pay for their people to repair
them.
What
a racket!
It's the Warren Buffett model of trailers.
Do you remember the guy who owned a photo booth at the mall? He said he made like $700 a week off it.
Especially Yeah.
Just for I don't know if he still does selfies? Now.
Yeah, just walking That's in there great. Like. So it makes you want to look into this other stuff. But if you have an ATM machine, we know the money's insured through the banks because it's coming out of people's accounts. But is there any kind of insurance for it in the actual machine? What if somebody rips off your machine?
like drive away with it.
Like, yeah, are you just out that money?
Some of those, like I was saying, in international restaurants are about small enough where you feel like you could pick them up. Them other ones, so you got to like ram them with your car and stuff.
It's so hard to get over.
Remember that video of the dude across the street?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and they found it, I think, way in Abbeville County or something.
They found it out in the middle of the woods.
Why in the world?
First off, why are they not chipped up or whatever where you can find them on a GPS? Hey, Google, where's my ATM machine?
Chip them up. You like the fake videos where we bought this at auction. Hey, there's still money in this ATM machine.
Yeah, like, you know what I saw the other night? I swear to you, I thought that it was some kind of SNL sketch or bit or whatever. I said sketch. And it's true that I want to say that it was Skechers, but I could be wrong on that. But they basically have kid shoes now where you take the sole out of them and there's a place to put an AirTag in your kid's shoe.
Oh, it's genius.
I would.
It's genius, but it's also like, back in my day, your shoes got stole. Like, I didn't want Jordans because I didn't want to have to walk home barefoot. So your shoes take off toward Anderson, the jockey lot. You're like, oh, my God. They're trying to sell you kid Skechers.
When kids are mean to each other now, they might be physical, but I don't think it ever comes to, like, the old taking the shoes or, like, wedgies or anything like that anymore. Like, it's usually, like, cyberbullying and stuff like that.
Yeah, innocent things such
as that. Passive-aggressive stuff.
They, like, all that stuff's old stereotypes now, old cliches.
Yeah.
See a pair of shoes hanging.
Swirlies.
Yeah, people were so mean. Swirlies. Like shoving your face in the garbage or the toilet. It's not nice. No.
Like if you picked on a fat kid, you're not going to give him a swirly.
No.
You and what, five other kids?
I never got a swirly, nor was I able to do a keg stand in high school.
It's
going to
hold up.
I mean,
me neither.
It's not bad.
God, if you did. I thought about Paige last night.
Just laugh burped.
They asked a Family Feud question. They said, name something you'd hold in your hand that you would kiss. And I'm like, surely nobody's going to say the obvious. And by God, they did. And it was answer number one.
They did, really?
Yep. Yeah. With a B word. Boobs. I didn't say sweater meat, Silky Milky's jug.
Heavy
hands. The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.